What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 30, What's Up 11. All right, welcome to What's Up Fandom Night video for posting. It's been a couple days, and this, it's not actually a video. It's like an audio, like a radio show, like a file. This file goes up to 11. So there you go. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovelsario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy. You okay over there?
Oh, I'm just in a different spot than I normally am.
It threw him off. He felt all weird.
Yeah, it's whatever.
So yeah, website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, all that's out of the way. So, what's up?
So are we doing normal what's up, or are we going to discuss shows?
It's a what's up.
I guess the start of the what's up is supposed to be that. So out of the five shows, you'll notice that the gaming show
is damn near non-existent.
It's a lot of the shows are running into a problem. They moved me to third shift. So let's just say I am in the process of doing the updates, but nothing has updated for a while. Except for the YouTube's Sentai, that's the only thing that's really running current.
Well, the YouTube Sentai
Jobber is current.
Ruxpin Abridged is current. Sario Says is finally done with Resident Evil Zero, now that I've moved from 1 to 0. Oh, I figured something sweet out about Resident Evil Zero for your PS4. Beat that game. I'm not sure if you can do it for easy, but I beat the game on normal. You unlock a thing called Wesker Mode. Now, for all cutscenes, basically they just reskinned Billy as Wesker.
It's Wesker, and he has the girl, he has Rebecca.
Yeah.
With that mind control thing on her chest.
Yeah, with the mind control gem, and her eyes glow red much like his do.
Yep.
But he also comes with two really sweet abilities.
What?
Hold down the aim and hit circle, and you'll charge up. Go to move and hold circle. You'll charge up and do that shadow dash thing that he does, so you can run past anything, for one. Two, aim a weapon at something, hold square. Once he gets his third charge, he'll unleash like an electrical blast from his face, rips every zombie's head off.
Huh.
Head popper.
Oh, dude, it was fucking sweet. Scotty watched it as I was doing my stream.
Yeah.
That would be kind of neat.
Except for bosses.
So, all you have to do is beat Zero once. And then you can play Wesker Mode and fucking rape everyone's faces.
I don't want to beat it even once.
Well, I could do it for you.
I don't know what it is. I cannot bring myself to play Resident Evil Zero. I've tried over and over and over.
Maybe you have problems playing it because of how superior it is to the rest of the series.
You mean like how you have a trouble talking into a mic because you hold the mic under your chin instead of straight in front of your face, so whenever you talk it just goes over the microphone?
He's actually showing up louder than I did earlier.
That's slightly true, but still.
I got a little girl voice. Can't talk very loud.
You didn't really respond to what I was saying. Clearly, you don't think Zero's superior.
No, I have no belief whatsoever as to the superiorness of Resident Evil Zero.
No?
At all. But now that the show update is done, which is one of the primary focuses of the What's Up, now we're just going to talk.
Okay, so I'll bring the show down already. So, it's been a month since the last time we did one of these, hasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, I had me a fun couple weeks. let's see, last filming session was fun. My dad literally kicked my door in and goes, "Get me money, motherfucker!" at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's after I went to sleep at like 4 or 5, so that was fun.
That's Father of the Year right there.
Yeah, no shit.
Father of the Year, remember that.
So then come that next Saturday, I sat around with a razor blade against my wrist most of the day. So that was fun.
Yeah, the show,
and then
the show went dark.
Deleted. Yeah, I told you I'm going to bring down the show. But I mean, again, that's I got depression. I've made mention of it multiple times. It's not really that big of a stretch for me. But again, then we come to I think it was like Wednesday or some shit, because I deleted my Facebook that night, being like, "Not going to need this anymore." Oh wait, I'm still alive. I might need a Facebook. Fuck. So I downloaded a PlayStation app and a PlayStation Messenger app, so you guys can at least get a hold of me on the PSN. Woo. But we were all sitting around, like, I was sending Bill messages and shit, talking, and I was like, oh shit, I sit up all fucking night as it is. We're having trouble getting shit posted. I'll get some work done. So I plugged in my computer, started it up, it worked for all of 10 fucking minutes. I literally opened up Firefox, went to fatcow.com/mail, because that's how we access the email for all the different shows. I was like, let me make sure that my internet is working. My mouse stops moving. My screen goes black. My computer's still running. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Did my graphics card just blow? Is the cord wrong? Like, what's going on? I take it to Jeremy, our disembodied voice. He looks it over a couple times, and he calls me while I'm at work, and he goes, so, I think I found the problem. What's the matter? One of the capacitors in your motherfucking power supply blew. Oh, good!
Not the flux capacitor.
No, just the fucking power supply. Meaning, the motherfucker won't even start now for him to figure out what the fuck is wrong with my computer.
So before he can even work on it, he has to replace the capacitor. He was
meaning,
talking about that.
Meaning $32 before he can even attempt to fix it. Although, so I said, well, all right, let me see, because, you know, my parents might have a spare computer. So I call my mom, and I'm like, yeah, no, my PC's broke. And she goes, yeah, we just got your stepdad a new one. What'd you do with the old one? Oh, it's just sitting in the closet. How old is it? Well, I mean, it's, you know, kind of old, kind of, I mean, I don't really know.
Ooh, that's parent talk for, like, 98.
actually, here's what's great about it. The reason why they dumped the old PC was because they were having problems with, Trojans, pop-ups, and the fact that because it was Windows XP, Dell tech support said, fuck on you, upgrade to 7 at least. Then we'll talk. So I said, fuck, I'll take that.
That's
PC.
That's adult talk for don't know what websites to avoid.
Yep. So I said, I'll take that bitch. I know how to clean that motherfucker. We take the old PC. I get it over to Jeremy's. We crack the bitch open. And I go, well, can we at least pull the hard drive and shit? Or maybe, you know, everything. Hey, Shane, you know what RAM is in that old PC?
Go ahead and tell me, because I've got...
No, hold on. I'm going to go...
Well, first of all...
600 to 1 gig.
Gig and a half of RAM.
No!
What generation RAM do you think is in that bitch?
Second, oh, that I'm gen? Not going to guess.
Gen 1. Awesome. You know what my shit is running? What? My shit was built as a gaming rig. It has 6 gigs of Gen 3 RAM. I skipped an entire generation on that motherfucker. I can't use any of the RAM inside. So I said, all right, let's see about the graphics card. Oh, it's built into the motherboard.
Yeah, most of those old computers like that were.
Yeah.
And they were done
that
way on purpose so that you couldn't upgrade it that way.
So I said, well, piss.
What is it, an old fucking Compaq? Where they built it one way and you couldn't do anything about it except for buy a new Compaq?
It's an old Dell. Do you know how we got to the fucking hard drive?
How?
We had to unscrew the fucking box that sits around the fucking hard drive. Like, literally pulled, like, three screws out of it just so we can wiggle out the hard drive. Guess how much is on the hard drive?
500 megs.
No. You're way too low on that one, I think. I'm going to run... I'm going to get crazy. 238 gig.
Close.
Oh, what? How, where were you?
250?
400 gigabytes.
Oh, that was closer.
It was actually high-end shit for the time. Yeah. Guess how it connects? Ribbon pin. Old-ass ribbon pin connector to the hard drive.
So that's what you're going to use to update the website?
Fuck no.
Jeremy's going
to... We can't even get the fucker to work because it doesn't even recognize the USB slots for my mouse or keyboard.
Awesome.
I have to have the old fucking prong plugs, and even then the adapter for the prong plugs won't work because I'm running USB 2.0 for my fucking mouse and fucking keyboard.
I have a slight problem like that that's very different. I have a... I have... On this computer right here, there's one of my external hard drives. The one that you gave me that I use,
yeah,
that one works on here. The one that I bought
doesn't,
because this computer moves too fast during transfer, and something happens, and it shuts off. I can use it with her old-ass computer, but this is too fast for that other hard drive.
Yeah.
And it screws up somewhere in the transfer rate, so I can view things off of it, but if I try to move something or put something on it, it just fucking flatlines the device.
Well,
instantly.
See, now here's the other fun thing. When I got my PC, I think... Hold on. Oh, sorry, dinner's starting to catch up to me. When I made my PC, I want to say I made it, like, sometime around, like, college. Like, I can't remember if it was before I went to college for the first time or, like, after I went for the second time. So I'm looking at, like, somewhere between 07 and 08 was when I built my rig. You know what I mean? Like, got my PC for the first time for my tower. It's 2016. My fucking PC is almost 10 years old. When I got that external hard drive, I think I included it as a bundle with my computer.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. That external is almost a decade old, and it still works with your PC that was made, what, not even a year ago?
Which is weird, because like I said, the other one, the one I just bought, it's not compatible.
Yeah. So like I said, I've had me a rough couple fucking weeks between trying to, you know, off myself and figuring out that I can't do shit because all my computers suck ass.
Awesome.
It's like, what the fuck?
That's what happens when you fucking buy a piece of shit Dell.
Dang!
Fucking Dells, dude.
Dang!
Worst fucking computers on the market.
Why? Motherfucker, I still got two more slots for bonus RAM, and all I got to do is fucking wipe my hard drive and reinstall fucking either XP or 7, because that's what the major problem was.
Why are they bad?
Jeremy hadn't wiped my shit and reset it in quite a while.
I've never had any good Dells in my household. When we had computers, when I was growing up, we had computers. They were always Dell, and they always sucked. They didn't work right.
Did you make them, or did you just buy them?
Just bought them? It was my parents.
It's amazing.
Wait.
Oh, we're not going there.
Your
my computer's fucking baller, dude.
Yeah? Did you just buy it, or did you make it?
It's a made computer.
Oh, it's made?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so then it's different, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, well, you just buy a Dell.
It's not like going to a car lot and buying a car
Dell,
as is?
You're trying to compare a bought Dell to a made Dell. And I know yours is not a Dell, but it's the same difference. See, if I make a Dell, buy a Dell. Two very different computers.
Uh-huh.
Dell sucks, period.
No. HP.
Again, my rig is almost a decade old. I'm pretty sure I can kick your ass.
Acer sucks, period.
Yes. Yes. Acer can fucking lick my fat, sweaty, hairy ass.
You know, talk about a bad computer. No, those Acers are cheap for a reason. There's a reason you can get a $300
Acer
that claims to be top of the line.
Acer's pretty much the fucking bottom of the barrel brand.
Yes.
Now, if all you're going to do is like, I'll be honest, like, with Michelle, if all she's going to do is surf the internet and do some Facebook,
then it's
exactly
that's a good
what
one
you need.
For you.
You just need a computer that allows you to connect, and that's fine. That's what it'll do, and it'll work. Mm-hmm. But when those things blow out, and they blow out hard and fast.
Yeah.
Acer's, in fact, we got a guy who continually buys Acer. And he's went through what? I don't know. I'm going to roughly estimate 8 computers.
I have never known anybody to have an HP laptop for longer than a year. It actually worked longer than a year. Bought brand new. At full price. And they fucked
up did.
Within a year.
Yeah, you did.
Who?
Remember that blue computer I had?
Yeah.
You probably don't, to be fair, but that blue computer I had, well, it was HP.
Yeah. Yeah, and that sumbitch lasted, what, like 5 years?
Well, I mean, easily granted, 5 years.
Yeah, Jeremy had to do maintenance on it like twice, but yeah.
Yep.
No, like...
And then after that, I went Gateway.
Yeah,
and then,
now, my God, that thing.
Asus.
Now I pretty much stay with the I don't actually know how to say their name. It's like Asus or Asus or something
call,
like that.
I call
that.
It Asus if I'm saying it wrong,
us.
Whatever.
Yeah, but when I first went computer shopping again to get this, they referenced me to this because I said, I'm thinking about Gateway treated me right. I might stick, but I'm not exactly married to any company. And they said, try this. And so far I've had, I don't think I've had even a single actual issue with this computer.
You know what's great is from your description, I can already tell you exactly where you did not buy that computer. Your tech, like the tech dude there, he was nice and friendly and helpful and courteous.
Feel like you're trying to reference a place I don't like to be.
Yeah.
And that's sadly where I got it.
You fucking went to Best Buy?
And
you broke
this.
Your rule that we made in fucking episode one of
this.
The What's Up?
No, they went even further with me, though. They gave me a reason to hate them even more. I bought this computer, and the way they delivered it to me was some guy walked onto the patio up here, set it in the middle of the patio, kicked the bottom of the door, and left.
Oh, yeah, I remember, because I think we were all here for that.
He just said, do, and then he walked off. And if I wouldn't have been in the living room, I wouldn't even have known.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh,
and then
man.
I got up, walked over and opened the door. There was nobody, and there was just a box in the middle of the patio. Literally in the middle of it. So it could have been my neighbor's box. It could have been my box. It's only like a $1,500 computer. I mean, just... set it on the floor. Fuck it.
Does that have to do with Best Buy or does that have to do with UPS?
I don't know. But
probably
either
a
way,
little from column A and a little from column B.
I don't care. Don't care what it's from. If it's from Best Buy or it's from UPS or it's from FedEx, I don't care. Because Best Buy is the one that shipped it to me. And if they use that company that does that stupid policy, it's Best Buy's fucking fault.
Yeah.
True.
So once again, thank you. I don't have enough fucking stories with Best Buy. Let's do this. Let's do this. It's Best Buy time. I went back to Best Buy. I went back to Best Buy so they could fuck me again. Just love the fucking... Look, I guess Best Buy's got a good dick because I can't get enough fucking. Like, I needed that. I needed Star Trek, The Next Generation, complete
this story.
Series. I went in, it was labeled, an entire fucking rack of the Next Generation, rack, he's confirming it, rack, not one out of place, not two out of place, a fucking rack, said $69.99. I took it off the rack, went up there, put it on their counter, that guy said, beep, then he said, $180, please, smiling through his teeth, and I was like, whoa, you just doubled, fucking tripled my fucking price here.
Yeah.
And he said, what? Doubled the price, like fucking tripled the price, like three times more than said value. That's what that means. And he's like, that's what it scans as. So I won it, okay?
Yeah.
So like fucking putts, I did know that I was going to buy it anyway. So I said, okay. I came here expecting a $200 drop, so I'm just going to buy it. But I'm not done. I bought it, and I walked it outside, put it in the truck, and said, hold on, I'm going back in. I go back in to look at this rack to make sure. It is labeled Star Trek The Next Generation $69.99 in that place. And next to it is Star Trek The Original Series, next to it, $180.
Did the sign?
They changed the two prices on the two items. Not a simple mistake.
Yeah.
Three seasons compared to seven seasons compared to the size of that box compared to the size of the other box.
Yeah.
They're right next to each other. It is not a simple mix-up. It's not you put one in the wrong place. It is a rack three wide on both sides with the wrong tags on both sides. Best Buy, front rack, very start of the store, first thing you see when you walk in. Common much? So yes, I went back to Best Buy, and I got a whole new story, and if I choose to go back to look for my Dragon Ball Z, I'm sure I'll have another story to tell, because that place can't help but fuck me.
You mean, yeah, I was about to say, they kind of keep giving you the same treatment that SefQ keeps giving me since my healthcare comes out of, like, an automatic withdrawal out of my account. So if I have no money like I do now, fucking Blue Cross Blue Shield goes, I'll be taking that $100. And SefQ goes, he doesn't have $100. And they go, too bad.
Too
so SefQ goes, oh, well, since we're down $100, I'm going to take an extra $30.
Yep.
Oh, so you mean I'm 130 in the hole? Yep. Turn around, please.
I was going to say,
why?
I was going to say, you're not the only person that just got raped by a bank. We have another bank raping story here in the office.
But, let me guess, you requested lube and they said just spit on it, it'll be fine.
Oh my God.
Something
Scott
like that.
Got the big rape.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to Scott?
But
not in detail, but.
But I was going to say, next time you go to Best Buy, you better make sure you got one of us so we can confirm your story again.
Yeah.
But
it probably sounds like I'm lying. I have so many Best Buy stories. No, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I got, oh, I'm sorry, those tags must be wrong.
That doesn't matter. That's
matters for Best Buy. Oh, yeah?
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's Best Buy.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the only problem. If I'd have got my money back, I'd have just had to pay the same money anywhere else.
Yeah.
I looked for that thing all day. No, I wouldn't have.
No.
Not from Best Buy. They had just told me that the price tags were wrong and they'd give me my money back. I know it's their fuck-up, but they're not going to fix it for me.
Yeah, no, they
won't. Because that's not price matching. That's a fuck-up in their thing, and then they'll tell me that it's something in their system and they'll fix it.
Yeah.
Go try to make them honor it. Go see how that works at Best Buy.
If anybody would do it, she would, trust me.
Yeah?
Well, you have fun with that. I'll tell you right now, you have fun with that. Okay, let me explain to you the great experience that you could get from Best Buy. This is another one of Bill's stories.
Oh, my fucking God.
From all the way back in, like, what's up, like, one or two. So he goes to Best Buy looking for a game. A big fucking display, big-ass sign, right as you walk in the door, get your game here.
It literally says, Bravely Default sold here.
So he walks back to where the games are. There's no Bravely Default. He thumbs through every motherfucking game. No Bravely Default. He walks up to the associate.
There's not even a rack with a tag where it would be. Nothing.
He walks
no
up
indication
to one of the,
that they've ever sold it, ever.
He walks up to the associate. I'm looking for Bravely Default. I've never heard of that movie. No, it's a game. It's called Bravely Default. I'm looking for it. Oh, let me check my computer. Yeah, it's on the online store. I asked, is it here? Can I take it home with me? Oh, yeah, hold on, let me check.
Yeah.
So the guy goes into the back, half hour later comes out like he went in the back and fucking stroked his dick and had a cigarette.
He fucking went on
break. Looked at Bill and goes,
left
oh, fuck.
There. They just left.
Yeah, goes, oh, fuck, this guy is still here.
I was even telling people as they walked by me. As people walked by me, I was like, yeah, I'm still fucking waiting here. And I was pissed. And then when the dude came out, he saw that I was still there. And he was like, oh.
I couldn't find it back there.
And I was like, yeah, Bravely Default. And he's like, oh, I couldn't find it back there. And no amount of bitching fixes the fact that I just waited 40 minutes to get nothing from Best Buy.
Granted, it's Bill's dumbass fault. He keeps going back to Best Buy.
I keep going back to Best Buy.
There's a Target. There's a fucking Walmart. There's a fucking FYE in the fucking mall.
This
that
time,
videos.
This time, the Jane only reason
the
I went
Buy all the time.
Only reason I went this time was because of Star Trek. That's it. Because I checked everywhere else for it. I looked at every Walmart. They didn't have it. I checked Target. They didn't have it. I even went to the magical realm of Kmart. It's this weird forgotten business.
Yeah.
It's got like this big red K on the building.
Yeah.
You might have seen it. It's somewhat mythical. I don't know if it actually exists, but I did find it.
Which sounds like another game you went to get called Tails.
So then,
looking for Tails.
Then my dad calls me and he says, I'm seeing it online here. They do have it at Best Buy. And I was like, motherfucker. And sure enough, I walked into an ass fucking.
Once again, you requested lube
then,
and they said, just spit on
then,
it, it'll be fine.
But here's the other thing, too. You said, oh, you know, well, they'll honor their price. If they would have honored their price for that, they would have been forced to honor $180 for the first fucking series, which is only three seasons.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so they're not going to fucking argue with it. One of the managers will make a note and be like, hey, change that fucking sign.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they're going to fucking do.
They royally butt-fuck me. And the only time I've ever got them to fuck themselves was I went in one day and they fucked up on the tags and they put the DVD prices onto the Blu-rays.
Yeah, I remember
so
that one.
So I got Flash. Was it Flash? No, it was Arrow. It was Arrow Season 1 and 2 at DVD $20 prices instead of the $35.40. And when I took it up there, the guy rang it up. He was like, beep. And he even seen it as DVD, and he looked at it, and then he looked at it again. Because I could see, like, the wheels were turning in his head, but he's like, I don't know, something. He works at Best Buy, so whatever. So he looks at it, and he looks at his screen, and then he looks at it again, and he must have said, fuck this place, because he just put it down and said, 20.
Yep.
And he knew. I could see it in his face that he was looking at the screen like, that's not a fucking DVD. Fuck it. Fuck this place. And he gave it to me. And that's how I got my, I think, the first three seasons of Arrow. I was like, oh, fuck, DVDs?
I'd pay full price. Uh-huh. Except for season three, I got it at Mega Replay for $15.
I just got part four
that
price.
Yeah. I know.
Awesome. Yeah, He's got his fucking sleeveless shirt going now.
Yeah. I need that. And there was only one there, and you took it.
Let's be honest with each other, man. What we really need is season 5.
Let's really be honest here. The only reason why Shane likes it is because it's on the Shirtless Boy Network.
There's some hot dudes on that show.
Season 5, Shane. Season 5 is going to break the mold.
Because
it's going to make Arrow great again.
Because of Dolph Lundgren.
Fuck yes! Lundgren, the Dolph, is the bad guy.
In two of the episodes, yeah. Two or three episodes will be...
That's all it's going to take.
Yeah, he's going to have a fight.
Fucking...
He's going to actually have a fist fight with Arrow.
Oh, shit! Fist fight with the Dolph? They're going to have to do a lot of acting to make it sellable. But holy shit, man. Dolph.
Did you know that Arrow's supposed to, you know, he's the hero, he wins.
And that's why there's going to have to be a lot of acting involved.
Dolph is going to be like, okay... this fight's going to be one hell of a fight if I have to pretend to lose because I can never be beat.
He will. He'll have to pretend to be beat.
Arrow will punch him in the face and be like, really, guy? That was like hitting me with a pillow. Okay. Oh, no.
Did you see that? Did you see that other fact where I put it up and it's like, this is the Dolph. Nothing, no big deal. Just training kung fu at your local beach. And then I said, Dolph facts number 20. I was like, facts of the Dolph number 20. This picture is sarcastic.
Yeah, I did see that one before I deleted Facebook.
It was funny. It was.
Oh, shit. But anyway, how'd you get butt-fucked?
Oh, we're done with the Dolphisms?
Oh, man, he's hating on it.
But yeah, my bank fucked me over big time a couple weeks back.
In the pooper.
Yeah. Normally I get paid twice a week. Every 2 weeks, yeah, my mistake.
Every 2 weeks. Twice a week?
Yeah,
motherfucker, I want to work where you work.
I wish
He's
it was
like,
twice.
Fuck, it's Wednesday, bitches.
But yeah, every 2 weeks
I'm going
I get
back
paid.
To GameStop.
And the previous time I got paid, some mysterious insurance company took out about 90% of my paycheck.
Ouch.
Literally mysterious.
They were just
like no association whatsoever with Scott in his entire life.
Not with me,
fucking
not with GameStop,
like
not with my bank.
36 years old, never even heard the name of this company, and they said, we actually need 90% of his check. And his bank said,
okay,
that sounds legit. Here. And then he went and said, fucking what? And they said, we'll fix it.
Soon. We'll fix it a week later.
Yeah, they were like,
after my bills.
We're going to get right on that you know, soon, later.
We'll
after a while,
it.
Maybe.
You're going
to
get to it
fuck
right now?
You.
All right.
Nope. Afraid not. Be on your way now.
Nope.
Bye.
Nope, staying right here. I'm going to watch
security.
You can go ahead. Have a seat, sir.
Yeah.
You can wait.
Yep, and I'm going to keep staring at you the whole time.
You might need a cot.
Yeah, so about, well, actually it wasn't even a full week later, but just about a week later, it finally kicked back in. So then I got around to getting the stuff that I needed, which was a PlayStation Plus, my phone, and I know a little bit after that happened, I did happen to get, was able to get some tickets that me and Michelle went to see The Labyrinth in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, that was around that time.
I was able to be able to get that at least. But, yeah,
so,
it fucked that over.
But, so you go to your bank, Shane, and you're like, yeah, let me get that money, pay this rent. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. You only had a $20 deposit this check.
Well, you'll be bailing me out of jail.
With what money?
But
I already told you I keep owing my bank $130.
I will not be a happy person.
No, but, that's not gonna you know sit right with you.
Oh no, see,
but
that's weird.
Other than that,
it's kind of strange.
Been this past week, I've been working a lot thanks to late night releases. After
it's not necessarily a
releases,
bad thing.
After late night releases.
Yeah, but
that weren't expected.
Yeah, but I mean, with the way GameStop hours work, you kind of need it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But yeah,
they work you anywhere from like a week, and then like they'll be like, hey, for these next 3 weeks, you're gonna have real paychecks, and then we need you to work one day,
yeah,
and then you need to go away for a long time.
Well, with the holiday season kicking in, it's not gonna be that bad. But this past week, I was scheduled for 3 or 4 days. Got 6. So it's like, yay!
Yeah, I know.
More money.
I actually do know what that's like
and
now that I went to third shift.
More money, but less sanity and sleep.
Oh, I know.
But other than that...
Again, you don't know nothing about no sanity.
Oh, trust me. A couple days ago, I wanted to just stab every customer that came in.
That would have been
an
interesting report.
Yeah.
I would have read that online and been like... Huh.
Scott
and I'd have shared that to Fandom Night.
Scott lost it.
Scott,
yeah,
local Scott employee fucking loses his shit.
Local Scott?
Local Scott.
But
He's not the other Scott who would normally lose his mind.
Oh, fuck. That Scott will fucking kill somebody.
Can you imagine?
He couldn't
work Scott at fucking... If he dealt...
Oh, no. He couldn't do it.
With Scott's... If Angry Scott dealt with GameStop Scott's problems...
Angry Scott would kill somebody.
Dude, you've never seen this guy. This guy loses it because somebody put a filter in the wrong spot. The box is supposed to be in 1441. It's in 1442. These cock-sucking clown shoes-wearing motherfuckers!
Meanwhile, I want to lose it every time when somebody asks for Mario on PlayStation or Xbox.
You're lucky that's what you get.
Because
there's some sort of weird thing going around the internet right now where they're purposely... This is some sort of weird prank. I don't understand why it's supposed to be so funny, but people are going into GameStops... Where they walk in and they stand in the line, they get up to the front and they say, do you guys have, and they'll ask for weird shit, like shit that there's no way GameStop would have. They'll be like...
Call of Booty?
No. No, it's not like that. It's real games. But they'll purposely ask for something like, oh, do you have Star Wars on Atari?
Or, can I get Battletoads?
Actually, yes, you can.
Yeah, that's actually a running,
for the
joke.
For the NES.
No.
Well, yeah, actually, yes,
you can.
Now, but at the time, you couldn't, and people would call GameStop and ask
for Battletoads.
Yeah.
But as far as Atari,
I actually did.
We can actually say yes because there's an Atari plug and play that we sell.
What was funny about that? Honestly, I am curious because I've been reading about this for a while that this is going on, that people are going to GameStops and asking for games that they can't get. Like,
yeah, I've had somebody ask for Atari games. Like, I think yesterday, somebody came in asking if we had Atari games. I'm like, no.
I would have said yes. Do you see that plug-and-play Atari machine back
there? Asking for that?
Get it.
But here's the thing. That, I'm not gonna cop to that part anymore because now that you guys are doing...
some retro games.
Yeah, because the news on the market said... The only thing it said is every single news article, and if you don't actually read the news article, you don't know. But the way that they got the people to click on the news articles was... GameStop selling retro games. Done. That's it. That's all the fucking headline says.
Yeah, because it's clickbait articles. Yeah. Everything has become clickbait.
So now you're going to get questions like that, but I'm curious, why go in and ask for a game you can't get? What does it do for you?
Well, I know that some, more or less the major places like Chicago, Florida, stuff like that, they probably do sell the retro games in store. So, but as far as like in Pekin? No, it's a website.
I've heard about people where they go in and they have like 6 or 7 items, and they'll just keep asking rapid fire. They'll be like, do you guys have Paperboy? And they'll be like, what? No. And they'll be like, Tetris? No. And they'll be like, huh, that's screwed up. Do you have Ultra Echo for the PlayStation 2? And they're like, no, we don't have any of this shit. Why do you keep asking me questions like that? There's got to be a purpose why people think that's funny.
Do you have a gun? Please put it in your mouth.
Please put that in your mouth. No shit.
But aside from that, the Ruck's been abridged. Blah. The Ruck's been abridged. That isn't officially associated with Femnite, but is using...
It is and it isn't.
Yeah. But that finished up the third episode. That completes the first full episode of the original Teddy Ruxpin show. I don't know why it just turned out that way, but...
When you take a 30-minute thing and you turn it into 10-minute chunks...
Yeah.
I guess, but god damn.
But don't worry.
Yeah, because I was about to say, because you're giving me this blank look of, how did you turn one episode into three?
Well, because,
see, when you take something that's long and you cut it up, it becomes
short. I'm used
short.
To shows the way they are now, where shows are only like 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
you
have like 13 minutes of fucking commercials.
Well, the handy thing about the next ones, it's more or less going to split the full episode that previous was in half. So it's just going to be like 4 or 5 for the next episode. In which case, I'm hoping to...
Shane, are you over there trying to make lickies again?
He is. It's very strange.
I do that sometimes.
Keep going, Scott. He's just fucking licking at me.
Yeah, you go ahead.
It's
hold
weird
on.
Shit, man.
In which case, the next episode. I'm
just keep going, Scott. Nothing's happening over here. Nothing's happening over here. Nothing to see.
Shane actually smiled a little bit when my zipper got halfway down. I told you, Shane, it's me with my penis in your butt, and then you with your penis in your girl.
This is throwing Scott off. That's
anyway.
Crazy.
The next couple episodes, I'm hoping to get Bill in to record some audio for.
For who?
Some Prince guy.
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, if you just record it like me and Seth kind of do.
Yeah,
record
the way
it
we
and
do it, we
edit
just
it in later.
We just get on Skype and he records the audio.
Bell's getting double teamed.
other than that...
I think I started something.
It's really screwing Scott up. He cannot continue whilst it is happening. I would just continue talking.
Yeah, just keep talking. Ignore the morons trying to unzip each other's pants.
That doesn't make it better.
It makes it funnier compared to the fact that I'm talking about me trying to kill myself earlier.
I can't imagine what people assume happens when we record.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like I said, there's shit that we need to record on the in-between. Some of it visual, some of it just the audio.
But otherwise, I've been working on our videos for the Sentai review, and as per usual, I keep getting more ideas of videos I want to do on my own, but... Again, they get pushed in the back burner onto the piles of other stuff.
Oh, it's always yeah. time. It's like I wake up and then I go get Gwen and then I come back, and then it's random. Sometimes she'll watch a show. Sometimes I can sit in there. Sometimes she just wants to play with Punky. It's random, but then I have to decide what am I doing? Do I edit for the show to get some of the podcast done? Do I play the game for 3 hours? Because that's really all I have. And then I have to take her home, come back, get my stuff ready, get my shower, go to work. So that's it. I got like a 3-hour gap. I can read a comic. I can watch a show. I can play a game, or I can edit. And it's real tough to decide what to do with that little a bit of time.
On the plus side, my own YouTube channel has not been empty. I've been streaming the Mafia 3 game that I have almost just about every day.
Yeah.
Right.
I usually try to do like an hour-ish. That's about it.
So. Yeah, my streams are randomized.
It's, except for Friday.
Yeah, Friday I have got the Sons of Khan that have been going on.
Unless it doesn't happen on Friday and happens on Saturday.
Yeah, that's my excuse to be able to talk about Star Trek every week.
Or try to.
Well, even when you guys, like a lot of times, even when you guys aren't around, I do my own.
Yeah.
Like I did full ship tours of the Constitution 2367.
Yeah.
And I'm due to do a ship tour of the Romulan ship. Because the Romulan ship is, that's it. That's it. It doesn't have, like, 14 fucking bridges to pick. It has Romulan. Yeah, fucking pick it.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I have a Romulan character.
And then I haven't checked on the Klingon bridges yet. I need to. I think they're the same way. I think they have Klingon.
I'm afraid to. I mean, I tried making a few Klingon characters. One was human-ish.
Yeah.
I tried to make a Gorn, and it kept fucking up on me and pissing me off.
Whatever they did with those menus when they did that update, I didn't mention this in STO because I didn't notice it. But if I'd have noticed it in Sons of Khan, I'd have fucking mentioned that too. I complained about the torpedo. Should have complained about I spent the money to get the joined Trill officer, right?
Yeah.
The joined Trill officer is supposed to work for the Romulans and the Federation. I clicked in the Romulans. It's not there anymore. Now, for some reason, the joint Trill officer is in the Klingons.
Is this the same kind of issue you're having with that Enterprise era thing?
And I also got that weird kitty guy. The black cat-looking dude for the Klingons.
Are you sure you don't mean the Hello Kitty robot?
I would use that. I don't care.
So does that bring us to Shane?
Yeah, looks like it.
No, I figured.
Well, I have been playing Mafia 3, which I just completed the other day.
And it sucks.
Story wine.
That means it sucks.
Story wine.
How much do we get?
Chateau Picard?
Make it so. This alcoholic joke brought to you by Nick.
The narrative of Mafia 3 is good.
Storyline-wise, it is a good game.
Okay.
With unimaginative gameplay. Like, I wasn't expecting fucking groundbreaking gameplay. It's basically GTA.
It's very much cut and paste from other games.
It's GTA open sandbox.
while some of the missions are really cool, they just reuse everything.
Oh, of course.
Wait.
You mean the whole hide behind something?
Whistle at people, have the dumb NPC come to me and stab them.
That sounds like years ago when I played Wrath of Heaven, and I figured out that there's this rice cake that you get in Wrath of Heaven. It is the best weapon in the entire game.
Hide in the bush, throw the rice cake.
Yeah. You could throw it in front of them. They'll be walking, and you could throw it from the bush, and it'll come out of the bush where they're looking and go over to the floor, and they'll be like, "What's that?" And they'll walk over, stop and look at it, pick it up to eat it. You run up behind them, kill them, pick it up, and throw it to the next guy. And you can run through the entire level, every single level in Wrath of Heaven, and kill everybody with the rice cake. They will never find you. You can run up behind an enemy.
Except for the couple times when you have to go up to the roof, because every now and again that one lone archer will find you and you'll be like, "Fuck, where is that asshole? I gotta kill him first."
I got to the point where I used to run behind the guy that I was gonna kill. I would run up and throw the rice cake over his head and he would be like, "What's that?" and start walking towards him. I'd be like, "Are you fucking retarded?" and
stab.
Kill him.
Pick it back up.
Yes.
Run at the next guy.
It's kind of what
Ninja!
I ran into in Mafia.
Rice cake.
I didn't have.
Do their bodies disappear?
No. They stay there.
You can actually stack their bodies,
mm-hmm. and they keep coming over.
Yes.
Well, when you kill him, do it. When you kill one,
I was watching you do it at one point, and sometimes
if you kill him in front of somebody. They'll fall over. I'm like, what? I'm going to get you. And then they'll fucking start shooting at you. Or sometimes you'll kill somebody in front of them and they'll just be like.
I didn't like Jimmy anyway.
And then I'll be like, I'll whistle again and they'll come like, huh? And they'll come over and be like, what's that? Are you okay? And I literally am against a crate. And they'll walk over and stare at me. I'm like, hello. Dead.
Fucking herp derp.
They're very herp derp.
It's fun, though.
It is.
No, I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun, but holy shit.
The game is fun. There's just some stuff that's very boring.
Yeah,
because
I was about to say, if I remember correctly, isn't there only like two ways to make bodies disappear? The first is to load up like a different mission, and then the other is to feed bodies to the gators and the swamp.
That's my favorite part, is killing people and throwing them in the bayou and the crocs get them.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fucking awesome.
Now, which, you beat it, which ending did you get? Did you get the one with everyone to stay? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that hard. People make it out to be difficult. It's not hard to keep everybody alive.
Yeah,
it's
very simple. You got to equal out the
fucking territories. That is it. So hard. I didn't need to watch a video. They put a video up on your favorite website, Bill. They put a video up on how to keep all your underbosses alive. I'm like, yeah, I could have told you that and not made a video. I could have just said, there's 9 territories. Split it up to 3. For each person gets 3. There you go.
Oh, you mean kind of like how, unlike in Fallout 4, now that they've added Nuka World,
mm-hmm.
you have the 3 different factions. Meanwhile, there's only like 7 places or some shit. Yeah. Or no. No, I take that back. Because there's the Funhouse... Science World. No, there's 5 places you have to split amongst the 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after you split those, the fucking one person that you only gave 2 will be like, "We need more territory! We're going back to the wasteland!" So you go back to the fucking waste, and you're like, "Here's the Commonwealth!
Yep, if you actually...
Take over 2 other places!"
If you actually...
And
start,
then they get pissed off at you anyway mm-hmm. and try to kill you.
If you actually start giving territories to, like, one... Like, let's say you want... You like one underboss more than the others. You can give the entire city to them. But then your other 2 people will try to kill you.
Yep.
Because you're not being nice.
Or you could do what I did, which is I finally figured out where the fuck the market was. Walked in and I was like, "Hey, I can buy and sell shit here?" And they were like, "Yeah. By the way, did you know that they keep us traders as slaves?" "Oh. Too bad I'm playing a paragon. I actually like this place." Everyone die! And started killing every fucking raider.
Damn.
It really sucked, too, because I got Gage's friendship meter all the way up to max. I was like, "Yeah, Gage, you're a really cool dude. This will be awesome." He goes, "Yeah, you're never going to betray me, are you?" And I was like, "Nope, never." Well, walked right in. They were like, Oh, by the way, they keep us as slaves. Oh, well, fuck this guy. Bang, and shot one of them in the head. And Gage goes, I don't like you anymore, and, like, started shooting me in the back. I was like, no, we ain't about that life.
Now, well, Shane, did you enjoy the driving part of it with all the old music?
Yes. They played Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley. They played a lot of different older music. I don't like Elvis Presley, so when that came on, I was like, nope.
What is wrong with you?
My mother. Moving on.
Well, I would ask what's wrong with you, but technically you're dating Shane, so I mean, it's...
Hey, you may say that like it's a bad thing, but it ain't.
Well, maybe for you.
How's that reference, how do I take that reference? Please, explain the reference. No, I'm interested now. Now we're interested. Now we're going to talk about you, because this is your what's up anyway. Why is that reference? What's that mean? What's that reference mean? Does that mean you're like a sweet guy or some shit? You know, like you have this demeanor here, but it's not real?
There's pelvic thrusting near my face.
Or does it mean...
Shall I make my pelvic thrust make his pelvic thrust?
Does it mean something else? How does that... How am I supposed to take that reference? You say that like it's a bad thing, but it's not. How do I field that reference? Because I gotta up here in the filing cabinet, I gotta put it somewhere. So that I can reference it later.
You mean like the fact that Shane watches porno for the storylines? By the way, did they ever get the pizza? Did the doctor's exam go well?
After the fucking, yes.
Did you get a pizza? Is that how I'm supposed to reference that storyline?
What?
Did the plumber fix the pipes?
You want to tell me about this?
After the fucking, yes.
You were in for that one. It's the Sailor Moon episode. I gave him dog shit. I was like, you're the same fucking guy who watches porno for the storylines, ain't you? He goes, well, I got to make sure that you got that pizza. Well,
so wait, did the turtles beat the Shredder chick then in the porno?
Oh, they beat her all right.
Yeah.
They clubbed her real hard.
But no, the driving of the game, listening to the old music.
So where am I putting that reference, Shane?
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
You should fucking know
what
better,
is not
Gad.
Bad? What's not bad?
Under none your business.
Oh, now it's none of my business. But it was spoken on live broadcasting.
Yeah, kind of like last night when we were doing Sons of Khan and there was a, quote, private conversation going on
where everybody heard every word.
I'm not going to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about it, but we're going to give Shane shit that we all know about his hissy fit.
Let's talk about the reference. I don't mean to hold the show up. I'm just really curious.
No, we mean to hold the show up because it's how we give Shane shit.
I would hate to live the rest of my life wondering what that reference meant.
You
don't even know what that reference meant.
I'm not a very good person, no, so I really don't.
Okay, so it's not that you're like a sweet guy
or something. No.
You don't got this side that we don't see, huh? Because she's shaking her head, yes.
No,
you might be loving douchebaggery
throughout my life.
So you're
really,
when you leave here,
still a douche.
You're like a sweet, loving, understanding, fucking shoulder rubbing guy.
No, I maintain douchebaggery.
Maintain douchebaggery. Yes.
That's not what you said last night when he was letting me give it to you.
I keep getting shaky heads. I'm just saying, did maybe...
Your own girl's even ratting your ass out.
So I'm talking about video games, damn it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make up my own story then.
I'm curious.
I got it. I'm figuring it out. I'm making up my own life now.
Let everybody know.
Because
this is making me laugh.
I'm getting it.
Well, you only got 6 minutes before the hour's up. I mean, it's...
Fucking me up, man. I just want to talk about video games. Damn.
Go ahead, man. No, I'm done. Yeah.
Shane, 60s music.
It wasn't terrible. The driving part of the game was irritating as shit.
Bitch stole your fish, bitch!
Anyway, back to that reference.
Go ahead, guy. Go ahead.
Your suffering is bringing us great joy.
You done?
Nope.
Stop taking the mic from me.
I am. I'm waiting to hear about this game.
I'm taking the mic.
Other than...
Because there's no auto drive or auto warp transport.
No, the fucking driving is... I think it's kind of bad. I care for it too much. The fucking turning and stuff. If you're going to... I mean, you hit that fucking e-brake and you're fucking trying to fucking turn. All I did was smash into people.
The cars are too light.
There you go. That was the problem. And then...
Well, what do you expect? You're playing a fucking sandbox.
The NP, like the cops and stuff, were actually...
it's time for Bill to go to work.
The cops and stuff were actually kind of smart. They would shoot out your tires, and then that became a pain in the ass.
Wait, they shot your tires?
Dude, they'll shoot your tires.
They blew up my fucking car!
Oh, wow. They hated you.
Yeah, apparently.
I killed so many people in that game, and all they did was shoot my tires out. I got an awesome achievement for shooting out all four of my tires and then trying to drive. So when I took a turn, all I did was drift.
Yep.
And the continuous drift and got an achievement for it. I'm like, yeah, that's how you get it. Trying to get this one achievement where you have to drive 120 miles an hour for 20 seconds. Good luck with that shit.
Unless you get one straight long.
You need, and you got to get the car to do it. Some of those cars can only get up to 105.
Hmm.
I got to 120 miles an hour one time in my entire playthrough, and it lasted 5 fucking seconds before telephone pole.
Or a random car that turns.
Or a random fucking dipshit-ass motherfucker. Because I die because random people would run me over.
You're playing a sandbox.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking retarded.
NPCs but you just goddamn said you were retarded in a car?
No, I was.
So we must have changed reference here.
Did somebody get a monster truck on your game?
Yeah, what just happened?
I fucking...
Because you were driving down the road at 120 miles an hour, and then some guy ran you over.
There was a part... There's, it happened.
And then you weren't a douchebag. You were a real sweet boyfriend.
A cop was supposed... I was trying to kill this dude. I killed the dude, and the cops were there, and I was trying to kill the cops. And then I was...
That's the problem right there.
A dude ran me over.
That's the problem. You were trying to kill the cops. I was trying to run away.
It's true. I didn't like the cops. They pissed me off. So I was going to take sweet vengeance on them. And some random guy in a red car is like, I'm just going to kill you. And he ran my ass down. I was like, oh
you're
I'm
holding up traffic,
Nick
Mag.
I'm never going to be able to find
you. Again.
If I find you, so help me God, my knife, your throat, will meet. But other than playing that, I picked up the new Tomb Raider. Not really the new Tomb Raider. It's been out for almost a year.
It's new.
On the Xbox.
It's new.
It's new for the PS4.
That's right.
Because it got all the
It's even more new because it was actually released as the actual celebration.
Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of Tomb Raider.
And I think they released it on the date.
Some people actually...
I had to look that up.
I think they did. From what
it came out October 11th.
I read something that they released... The reason for the release date had something to do with the 20th anniversary.
If that's the case,
they made a PlayStation 1 version of it, too.
Yeah, well, they made a PlayStation 1 version where it's in the old OPEC case.
But it's not... You can't buy it. I did see it, but you can't... You can't.
But it exists.
It does exist.
That
yes.
is sweet.
It is. And I just picked that up today, so I have not played it yet.
I picked it up like 2 days ago. I'm looking forward to putting it in, so, and she is too.
Same here. I've also been.
She liked watching me play the other one.
I've also been. I also played Overwatch because they dropped some Halloween stuff.
What'd they watch over?
Each other.
Just curious.
They dropped some Halloween themed content. They send out wave after wave of enemies, and you and three other people, you can only pick four out of the 22 characters, only four people you can choose from, and wave after wave of robotic monsters come out and you kill them, and then certain characters are dressed up as certain iconic monsters, like Reaper is dressed up like a the headless horseman with the.
You just made
head.
Me wonder. I don't know why, but you talking about DLC makes me wonder if since it's Halloween coming up, I wonder if DOA is going to do a Halloween.
Most
thing.
Likely, ugh. Most likely.
There you go, a Halloween season pass. Yep. There you go.
And then
depending on what it is, it could be cool.
I've
noticed that Dead or Alive is normally known for fucking string bikinis, but they're getting a lot better about releasing like cool shit. Like when Attack on Titan came out, they released a level for Attack on Titan, and every single character in the game got one of those running suits.
speaking of DOA, I have a very interesting story. So, I played it with Shane last week. First time ever playing this game. And I whooped his ass. I did not cheat. I whooped his ass. I did not just beat her. I did not.
So you used Alpha 152?
I used her and I used Phase 4.
Oh, so you used the two boss characters. That is pretty good.
Yeah. And I whooped his ass with both.
You winning still does impress me, even if you were using a boss character, honestly, though.
First time ever playing a game,
dude. She didn't whoop my ass. I won out overall.
Oh, yeah?
She couldn't beat me when I picked Hotome.
Oh.
I beat her ass with fucking fat ass. Base.
Yeah, I was about to say, which fat ass?
You won with base?
Fucking right I did. She couldn't stop me with him.
What'd she have?
She can't use her.
I was going to say, you fucking lost. What? Sucks ass? You lost to base with La Mariposa.
Yeah, when she was like, she's like, I hate this fucking character. It's like, you don't know how to use that character.
Yeah, that's what that really is. You don't know how to use it yet.
And then we got into an argument because he claimed that I was spamming him. When, no.
But
no.
why didn't you use the counter that counters that spam?
I don't know how to counter. I don't know how to do
anything. You were spamming,
him.
He uses the, what?
Well, hold on. I ain't done with my story yet.
Okay.
I'm not done. And so anyway, he starts bitching that I'm spamming him, right?
Oh, awesome.
And then he starts doing the same shit that he just bitched at me for.
Called combos. Okay, I was doing combos.
Right.
No. Punch,
even
punch,
though
punch,
the
punch,
rule
punch,
of
kick,
cheap
kick,
amongst
kick.
The group is the same movement three times in a row counts as cheap. As soon as you start a fourth,
I'm
you're
guilty
done,
of that.
Son.
I'm guilty
drop
of that.
Your controller. You just lost.
It's like getting stuck in that stupid jump kick trip combo Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
You do that four times in a row, you're gonna make me mad.
Yeah, because it's a
when you're like kick trip,
yeah, it
kick
traps
trip,
you
and you get
it
stuck in that loop that you cannot get out of,
and you can't do nothing
shit
but put your controller down.
Pisses
and lose.
Me off.
Yeah,
but no, I fucking.
That's why we came up with the rule
combos,
of cheap.
Okay, and
the same combos over and over.
Some of the characters I don't know how to use very well. So.
Oh yeah, like who don't you know how to use?
Faggot Bayman.
Bayman?
I don't like Bayman.
Oh, man, Bayman is so
motherfucker,
sweet.
Motherfucker, really?
I'm not going to say that Bayman is a...
Bayman is simple. He's long-legged. You use the kicks. As soon as you can get up close, you start doing grabs or simple punches to knock them over to get into grabs.
Dang, he says
Bayman
he beat
is
your
fucking
ass at that
weak-ass
game.
Tier when it comes to the grapplers.
He says
I don't care for the
you.
Grapplers. I think they all can suck a fucking cock.
Damn.
That's fine. I'm just saying.
Tina definitely can.
I mean,
they all can if you tend to get technical.
Tina is an awesome character now. That's not a joke. Aside from my sexual reference joke,
they changed
Tina
her up
a thousand times better than she used to
they
be.
They changed her up so she actually is a lot better. And then, I'm trying to think. When we were playing on random, I kept getting fucking Brad Wong. And
I hate Brad
she
Wong.
She didn't like him the first few times.
I don't mind Brad, because while I was hanging out with Jeremy trying to get my stepdad's PC fixed to see if I could even try to do something, because he was like, well, fuck, you can use this one if I can get it to work.
But my,
I was like, all I'm going to do is code with it, so whatever.
But my,
But yeah, no, the only thing about Brad that pisses me off is I went to do his taunt so I can drink, so I can know what the drink counter is. They took the drink counter out, so I'm like, how many drinks am I up to? And he goes, it doesn't fucking matter. The little kid's going to kick your ass anyway.
Well,
he keeps coming for that ass. I'm like, well, fuck it.
Other than
back to taking a nap and trippy legs.
Other than Mafia, playing some Overwatch, and was playing Witcher 3 last night.
You enjoying the storylines?
Yes.
Is that what you were doing?
Yes. And then
so he was staring at the scene where there's a... nakedness and sex in the woods.
I actually am not super far into the game at the moment.
Aww.
Because as I'm playing the game, I'll jump to something else.
Yeah, I know you look confused, Bill.
What game did we just start talking about that has nakedness
Witcher
in the woods?
Witcher.
The Witcher.
Is nakedness in the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Witcher 2.
Do I see the nakedness?
Yes, The Witcher 2 was known for having like two or three different like quote pornographic scenes where there's like legit like almost hardcore sex going on.
I actually did not know this. This fact, and I look, it is what it
you
is.
Really
well,
play
that's
the
Witcher
though.
2. Witcher 3.
No, it's not about that.
They did. You don't see that shit actually.
Everybody always says that. We're like, here's the truth of it. You can't say somebody's not into something or somebody doesn't pay attention or somebody didn't notice. The truth of the matter is this. There's too much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, for every game that you could probably mention that I don't know something about, I'll bet you I have two or three that I could mention.
Yeah.
And it's the
no,
same.
That's
absolutely, it's never ending now.
That's
like
absolutely
movies.
The truth. Like, yeah. Other than that and getting the new Tomb Raider, I've been just playing games here and there to keep me just I need to go till November 29th. I need it, so I'm just playing games to...
Uh-huh. What happens then?
November 29th.
Do they delay Final Fantasy 15?
If they do it
again.
If they do it again, the rage that I will have will be...
I'm just curious if that's what you're
you'll
waiting
go
for.
You'll go on a Mafia 3 killing spree.
Dude, I fucking kill Square Enix.
Really?
Look, all I'm waiting for is the 28th of this month so I could get some fucking mods in Fallout 4 and run around carrying all the junk I can fucking want.
And then
turn junk weight carry to zero.
Amanda's waiting for Skyrim.
600 typewriters in my back pocket. Fuck
oh
yeah,
that remake of Skyrim.
Yep. That comes out in 2 weeks.
Remastery. It's not a remake.
Yeah, that's right.
And but then, doesn't it come with all the DLC
comes
also?
With every ounce of thing, anything that it previously released.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I wonder, are they going to do
the
a?
Mods,
are they going to allow mods? I read that Sony's finally caving to that. That they're
mods
going to
are
going to
be once made within the game.
Yeah, Sony, okay, the way that Sony's doing it is they claimed, Bill, they decided, Sony said, no mods, because if they allow the random community to make mods, it could fuck up the system.
So no
Macho
Man
now
they've
Dragons. Decided, no Macho Dragons, you can only fuck with shit inside the game, like carry weight, intelligence boosts,
friendly dragons.
Stamina boosts. Friendly dragons.
So they are.
You can't make macho dragons. You
so
can't
here's
carry
the thing.
Around a Buster
okay,
Sword.
Now hold on.
Hold on. We have a gaming expert.
What they're doing here, from my knowledge, is they don't want you tapping into the PlayStation's code, but they're modifying the game so that you can modify the game.
The way it is
no external sources.
You're not allowed to use anything outside of the game's already set assets. No extra sounds, no extra graphics, no special code for like scripts and stuff, so no extra quests. Because in Sony's eyes, that makes people a developer. That is their whole reasoning behind it.
Okay, well listen, just so you know, this argument is not new.
No, it's not.
This argument has been to court as long as Nintendo.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
I can't remember right off the top of my head, but
well,
I know
I
we've
do.
Discussed this countless times.
No, it was not. Okay, it's every game. Every Nintendo game ever released on Nintendo technically went to court for one reason. Game Genie. Game Genie was a modifying unit that allowed people to mod games and change the way that the games worked, and it was considered to be against copyright. Because when you alter the factors of a game, you are, in terms of what they believe, you are altering the game, which alters the copyright, which is illegal. Now, any kind of modification, no matter how slight or vast, is a modification to the game, which is against their copyright. This is just the way they looked at it.
Yeah.
So they sued Game Genie. Game Genie won. So that's why there was still a Game Genie. And then, of course, Game Genie died off and yada yada.
Game
but
Shark,
that was just the evolution of that.
Shark and action replay.
Right.
And the, yeah.
But this argument has been happening for years, and that's part of what I think created the most games
the PC
now.
PC Master Race?
No, most games now, I would. That's probably, but most games now will come with things like Soul Calibur 2 and 3 and 4 and 5.
You doing okay?
I told you,
okay
I told
over there?
You not to have your mouth open when there's bugs flying around.
5 straight up fucks me up. I'm sorry. Game fucking sucks. But anyways, you can modify
Welcome
these
to
games.
I Collect, where I show you what I've collected. And today, this fucking sucks.
So, these games are now coming out where they allow you to modify the games. You can make your own characters, set your own moves, and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of games, it's not just that they want you to be able to interact with the game, I think it's another way that they were trying to say, hey, kind of, look, you can make anything you want. You don't have to mod the game. I really think that's part of how that all started.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
But with that...
Like, no. In Skyrim, I did look up a couple mods that were awesome. There's a mod, preset mods for Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you can, like, just... It builds the character to look exactly like...
Like
whatever
Cloud,
character you're
yeah.
looking for, like Cloud, yeah. and then it modifies the move sets to copy what he would do,
yeah.
and then you play
and you
the game
can even
as
run around with the big ass Buster Sword. Yeah.
When
right.
you,
but you can't do that in this version.
The
right.
PS4
because,
version
yeah.
is the only one, like
right.
Xbox One and PC, obviously.
Yeah. Xbox One
the
and
best
PC,
you could
yeah,
do
no problem,
in this version is you would have to do it in-game in a way where you'd, like, make Tifa, use hand-to-hand only... equip very specific clothes and
yeah.
change the way the armor works.
Yeah.
Like if you could change armor
instead
modifiers.
Although, don't get me wrong. As a matter of a technicality, you technically could still have the big, retarded, giant Buster Sword because you're not really fucking around with anything other than in-game graphics to make the Buster
you
Sword.
Could
but
enlarge
it's still not
going to
be
yes,
what you want.
It's not going to be the same, no.
Yeah.
But you can make it as close as possible.
I think that what this is going
to
do is it's
going
to... Or
at least to make the hard edge. But
not
know.
Just for this game, but if they start allowing something like this for a lot of different games, this is never going to be the PC, okay? It's not going to be what you can do where you take Final Fantasy VII and you add the Urguys sprites and you change the game to be a higher definition. It's never going to
yeah.
be that. But what it could do is it could offer massive levels of creativity inside of the own confines of the game. Like, have you ever been playing one of those games like Soul Calibur 4 and you know the character you want to make, but you can't get that one fucking thing to work the way you want it to work?
Yep. Used to do that with all the wrestling games whenever I made a character.
This yeah, might yeah. allow us to change a couple factors that would make those things possible.
Yeah exactly.
But
exactly.
I can't make a judgment till I watch this play out.
But,
Well, I was
what about
to
what about
say,
Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball
Xenoverse
2.
The 25th.
I'm not in any rush to get it right off the bat because there's another game that comes out on the same day that I'm...
It's the 25th, though.
Yes. There's another game that comes out the same day that I'm more interested in, regardless of how it fucking looks, World of Final Fantasy with the chibis.
I watched that anime opening. That game better be badass.
Yeah.
Because that... I'm serious. I watched the opening, and at first I was like, it's got a Kingdom Hearts look, but I'm not against that. Then everything went anime chibi, and I was like, oh, okay, well, alright, I'm against the artwork, but...
I am against
but
the
I'm
artwork,
gonna,
yes.
I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna relax. And then the movie kept dragging on. It kept dragging on. And for every second that ticked by... showing me something I didn't care to see, I started to like this game less and less and less and less.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I don't agree with how with the art style, but as long as the gameplay is your don't turn base, I've seen some of the
yes.
gameplay, other than the stacking people on top of your head to be stronger, it's a turn-based battle system. Now, if the story can keep me engaged... Then,
Seth, I'm going to come stand on your head so we can combine our powers.
If I'm going to combine our powers, I would rather wait for the fucking 3DS DBZ game where everyone can fucking fuse together.
Yeah,
that's in December.
Sweet.
Yeah, you got to wait till December to get that. And that's
granted, once again, every character is chibi, but...
And then all those Super Saiyan 3s?
I watched that
as well.
That game looked fucking hardcore
look
from what they were playing.
It okay. does look, and it's only a $30 game.
Exactly.
It's not even a full price game.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
But no, if the story's good, I'll forgive the art style. I don't want to, I mean, I seen Tidus and Lightning and Squall and Cloud, I'm like, oh, that's
wait, what games were Lightning in?
I was willing
World
to
of, World of Final Fantasy. They all the old Final like,
she was in 13, 13 and 13
and World of Final Fantasy.
And Dissidia.
And Dissidia.
No, sorry.
Dissidia
0,
yeah.
1, 2, Decum, fucking...
Duodecim.
Part 2, goddammit!
And then she'll be in World of...
Part 2, pre-game, .05. Final Fantasy Dissidia, .05.
The second...
The Record Keeper. That's right,
yep.
for your cell
yeah.
phone.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So, and then I...
And Brave Excavus now.
Yeah. Now they added her.
Wait, did you remember to say 13?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mentioned that, too.
Okay.
But I seen what they look like, and I'm like, oh, that's disappointing, but...
Oh, and they kind of added her to,
13?
No, sorry. Mistaked. Fucking, my mind flipped, sorry.
Oh.
You can change Lightning into Ada. Or Ada.
From Parasite?
Ada, that girl.
The
fuck is her name? I forgot. It's been years.
Ada?
Ada? Is it Ada? Ada?
Wait, which video game are you talking about?
Parasite Eve.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I don't remember. Well, like, it has been
Nick.
Years.
When you say Ada or...
Adia?
Nick!
Hold on, working on it.
Bye. Just need the name of the chick from Parasite Eve. Oh, you're actually looking it up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Hold on, Bill grabbed the game. Don't worry.
Well, I like how it didn't tell me. Adia! Aya, yes, Aya. Okay. You can turn Lightning into
you.
Aya.
No,
because
homo.
You can buy the third birthday, and the third birthday
Shane
comes with a skin
total homo, though.
To change her into Aya.
Okay, that's actually kind of cool.
But I was, for some reason, I was thinking you could put Lightning in her game. It's not that
no,
way.
Spencer, if you're going to hit the buttons,
if
it's
it
the
sucks,
big one that says mute.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
But, you know, other than that, just looking forward to playing some Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
I am. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm trying to do what you told me to do. Play games to fill the hole that 15 has left so far.
He came over fucking crying like a little fucking granny panty talking about... Yeah, I made a very strange reference.
You can just say
but
bitch, man.
No, that's I had to avoid bitch because I'm trying to get some monetization. Oh, and
this isn't going on YouTube.
Oh, this isn't YouTube, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was able to talk about me trying to kill myself.
So anyways, here's the thing.
Wait, we can say whatever the fuck we want? I'm going to bash GameStop.
He came over
saying,
you know, how it was delayed and this and that. And I was like, listen. What was your original idea? And he was like, to fucking play Final Fantasy 15. And I said, so think about this. They just gave you, look at this like a blessing.
8 weeks.
They just took this away. So for 8 weeks, you have no plans. All those games that you haven't beat,
you can play now.
Get to them. And now all of a sudden he's playing games all the way through.
It could be worse.
Holy
you could,
shit.
You could have been one of those
the
backers
the last time
for
you did that was in high school,
Friday
wasn't
the 13th
it?
Game.
No. I've beaten games all the way through. And
if it only takes them like 4 hours, they'll beat the game.
Dude, Murphy took me over 20-something hours.
In which 4 of it was gameplay. The rest was drive here and do dumb shit.
Part of the gameplay.
Just saying.
But it could be
so,
worse. He
so
could
Shane
be
can beat it in 4
the
hours.
Only game, the only game that's really long that Shane will stick with is Tales, and that's not a guarantee because the last like 3 he did not finish.
Tales of
you're not going to finish that game. Just give it up.
Whoa! The new Tales comes out in January. You still haven't beat the last one?
No.
I'm towards the end, I think. Yeah.
We're at the end.
He also did not beat Tales of Heart. He did not
Bitch
beat,
boy, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
He did not beat Exalia 2. He did not beat...
I beat Exalia.
He beat Exalia, but not Exalia 2.
Exalia 2 was...
He didn't beat Exalia 2, so that's 2 games right off the
hell.
Bat, by the way. He did not beat Tales of Hearts R. He did not beat... Help me here. I haven't had a PlayStation 3 in a long time.
Tales of F?
He did not beat Tales of F.
No.
Wasn't there a...
And the newest Tales he did not beat.
Zestiria?
Zestiria, yeah.
Five Tales games.
I know that I have the newest wind guy. I'm way past that part when I lost my other guy.
Okay, so you have the new wind guy.
Yes, I'm far... I put it in tonight. I could beat it.
Yeah, so he didn't beat the last 5.
No.
He didn't beat
Unless
the last 5.
There's a lot more to it, because you know how Tales is. When you think...
You, sir... are maybe 55 to 60% of the way done with the game.
Much larger than I gave it.
So,
thought.
Like I said,
minus level grinding.
So he hasn't beat the last
five. If you do what I did, which is you buy all the different packs and shit that they got, mm-hmm. like the costume packs and the skip packs and the, here's free levels and free
right.
equipment and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I got up to him and I was like, oh my god, I'm tired of fucking grinding. There's so much extra shit I want to do. Oh wait. Tails games, ever since they've made their way onto Xbox and PS3, have offered free DLC for free levels!
Yep.
And experience! And money! And gels! And what the fuck is your excuse if you have free health, free items, free experience, free levels, free armor, free weapons?
I know the excuse. They haven't been very good. I mean, shrug of shoulders and whatever, but really since there was Tales of Destiny, oh my god, so good. There was Tales of Phantasia, that was great.
Yeah.
There was Tales of Radiant Mythology, oh shit, that
yeah.
is awesome. There was fucking Tales of Vesperia, damn, that was good.
Yeah.
Then there was Tales of Hearts R, then there was Tales.
You're missing two games in that, though.
Symphonia.
Agreed.
And then
the first game
Agreed.
I ever played that was Tails was Symphonia.
Symphonia is great.
And I beat that motherfucker like 8 times in a row.
Yeah, Symphonia's in there too.
80-hour game depending on what you want to do.
The last 4 games have not really been that great. They're not very standout. They're just kind of more Tails. That's
yeah.
not necessarily a bad thing if you
no.
just want to play a game, but at this point since Shane is suffering from the same thing that took me with Final Fantasy. And I've talked about this multiple times on my channel. I beat Final Fantasy VI. And when I did that, it created this standard of quality.
Yeah.
And Final Fantasy VII barely met it. I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII was as good, maybe, not as good in some parts.
Yeah.
And I was able to stick with it. Final Fantasy VIII?
Great.
It's not Fantastic. As good as 6.
Amazing.
I have trouble sticking with it.
It's a great game.
I beat it once.
Oh my god, it's
yeah.
so amazing.
One time.
Yep, you love it.
And 9, not as good as 6. I have trouble sticking with it.
Yeah.
10 finally felt like it was going back to what I wanted to see. But then 10 too. And then 11. And then 12. And then 13. And then 13. And then 13!
14.
And holy shit, 14.
Great game.
Yeah, for once you finally found something that will let you play 13. It's called Final
yeah.
Fantasy 14.
It's true. I'll go back to 13 now. Thank you for opening my eyes. You let me see that there is a game out there that lets me see the greatness of 13. And it's 14.
Oh, by the way, if you're gonna go back to 13, skip 13.1 and just go to 13.2.
They just announced a new expansion,
yep.
which I will be going Hold back
on.
To 14.
Hold on.
I do like 13,
there's
too.
There's somebody who's
like
butthurt about that comment.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but if anybody in this room is going to agree with me, it is Nick.
Which is all good and fine.
I'm also the one that enjoyed the battle system and stuff from 13, and everyone thinks I'm an idiot.
Spencer just went blah.
Regardless.
Oh, here he comes.
I enjoy me some 14. It was not your cup of tea.
Oh,
I
my
understand
God.
That.
Cup of tea doesn't even cover it.
I thought you were talking about 13. I was going to say Dancing to Fight is for faggots and queers.
Man, I
Hold
can't.
Hold on a second.
Dancing to Fight is for faggots and queers. I do not like Final Fantasy 13.
That's from Spencer. Anyways. You don't enjoy 14.
Oh my
That's
God.
Cool.
That doesn't
I've played
cover
a
it.
Shit ton of MMOs, and I'm completely cool with the whole medieval stuff. That's
yeah.
why I'm okay with it. I've played worse MMOs.
Oh my God, that's easy.
Yeah, it is. It's very easy. I've played countless worse
right.
MMOs than but 14.
But there are countless MMOs, so it's easy, but oh my God. The
I
thing
see
that
different
kills
things in it that make me enjoy it.
The thing
that
kills
you don't
14
see.
For me is it's not enough Final Fantasy. The Final Fantasy isn't Uh-oh. There for me. It would have been just as easy for me to play fucking Champions of Norrath.
PS2.
Actually, we used to do that.
And I
would have
got the same level out of it. Like, the thing that killed me with 14 there's not enough Final Fantasy. Like, I want... They were like, hey, this is Gold Saucer. No, it's fucking not! Just because the music is there doesn't make it the Golden Saucer. There's no nostalgia in that building. The color scheme doesn't even match the Final Fantasy drive. And if they would have given me an area where I could have went, there should have been a theater where I could have went. I could have seen clips from like new Final Fantasies that are coming out. They could have said, hey, we're premiering the gameplay trailer of Final Fantasy on Final Fantasy 14 here in the theater at Golden Saucer. That would have made perfect sense. There's a fucking theater there. That nostalgia's not there. And if you start a game where you want to live in that universe, 11 was better. 11, I felt the Final Fantasy the first day.
I had a lot of fun with until I was stuck at level 25 for over 6 months.
Sorry, there's weird stuff happening
over
here.
I know, that's... I'm not saying you can't hate on 14.
No idea what kind of drunk is not happening that is happening in this room.
I know.
While we record.
I suddenly need to go get alcohol, apparently.
You're coming across the issue I had when I was talking. Or similar to it.
I guess this is payback for what I did when I first got here. So, yeah,
I could agree.
Bad.
I could agree there are good things about 14. And if you like it, there's no reason you shouldn't. There
exactly.
really isn't. Because it's a strong MMO. Is it a Final Fantasy game that should have got a number? Fucking in no possible.
11 shouldn't.
And I don't think 11 should have got a number. I think they should be Final Fantasy
Online 1 and 2.
That would be great. I don't know.
I
it's
okay
something about adding the number that fucking makes me... It builds an expectation. And then when they don't meet it, it kills me inside.
It met it enough compared to some of the others in the series.
Name a worse story
Final Fantasy
than 14. 12 has a good story.
Spirits
Believe
within.
It or not, there's
fucking
a lot,
story.
There's a lot going on
I got
in 12.
Lost for 40 hours and couldn't get past one spot.
So use your strategy guide and read
what
the
strategy
story.
Strategy guide, Bill?
I got it
didn't
right
have
here.
One.
I got it right here.
Yeah, I know.
Now
I bought
the game.
Three of them.
Give me the game. You can take it home tonight. Read the story.
I can't take it home tonight because I don't have a PS2.
Just saying.
So suck a dick.
I do have a worse Final
I'm
Fantasy.
I'm just saying, 12. Read
Spirits
the synopsis
within.
For it.
Well, yeah, actually, you didn't specify game. So, yeah, Spirits Within infinitely worse.
Okay, you did that. No, you nailed it on that one.
Final
if you want to name
Adventure.
A storyline Final Fantasy-wise that was worse than 14, yeah, you got it. Spirits Within, you
Final,
win.
Final Fantasy Adventure.
You can
Final
win
Fantasy
that.
2.
Yeah, okay. Final Fantasy 3. No, Final Fantasy 2 I will not give to you. Why? Final Fantasy 2, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I guess
they stole that storyline from Star Wars, and I like Star Wars.
Hey, Final Fantasy
original,
1 through 10.
Original Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy 1 through 10.
Final Fantasy 1 through 10? You think all of those games have worse stories than Final Fantasy 14?
Mystic Quest.
No, I just wanted to
no.
see your reaction.
As far as I know, there was no story.
No, there was.
There is.
It was Go Adventure, Save the
14
World.
14 does not have an awful story.
Yes, it does.
There are games out there that are far, far worse.
What's the story for 14?
Bad shit, man.
No. What's the story?
Oh, no. Go ahead, Shane.
Because if
you're digging yourself in a hole.
If you don't know it, the game is fucking bad for story. If you can't tell me what happened, then it meant nothing. Because I could still repeat to you the story of Final Fantasy 1, and that was in the fucking 80s.
See, my problem was I skipped through the story because I was trying to play catch-up to play with the rest of my friends.
Okay, which means
but
the story doesn't hold you
but
enough.
But once I got to Heavensward, I was completely enraptured by
what
it.
What got you there? Shane?
What?
What's the story for Final Fantasy 14?
Bad shit happens, just like in every other one. It's the cliche story.
Thank
just
you
like
for proving my point better than I could.
What do you want to hear?
I couldn't.
They all follow the same goddamn cliche.
Which
bad
is why
shit
you...
happens.
Oh, yeah?
That's how they all happen.
What bad shit happened?
Well, first off, the entire world basically ended because of
a
giant cataclysmic event.
Yeah, because of the first 14. That's why it's called A Realm Reborn. So the entire world ended. And then I can't remember what the war was called. What?
You just played it.
A huge asinine amount of shit happened. The world ended. The goddess Hidalyn revived as much of it as she could. and the what used to be the Azori Alliance split up into three factions, which they used to be a unified front. Actually, technically the four states, because Istar was one of them, but they're like, fuck on you guys, we got our own shit to deal with. We ain't about you no more. Close borders. We gotta fight dragons. So, the three kind of fuck with each other, and then the Garlean Empire starts going, hey, we're gonna invade your asses again, because that worked great last time. It totally didn't end the world. It kind of did, but nah, this time it'll go fine. We got this. So, the Warrior of Light, which is you, and you, and you,
and you,
and you,
and you.
Basically, anybody who plays the game, because all of us are Warriors of Light, except for me, I was a Black Mage of Light.
Well,
I was not a good warrior. They were like, you're just a Black Mage.
So technically,
like,
if you didn't pick a warrior, then technically would only the warriors be the Warriors of Light? And then everybody else is like, you're a Dragoon of Light.
Means you're a poser.
You're a White Mage of Light.
You're a poser.
Actually, the best part is, I was
I'm
a Black Mage, White Mage,
I'm
so.
Okay with being a fucking
you're
poser.
A poser of Light.
I'm a
the poser of Light.
Poser
yeah.
of Light.
So you gain the Goddess's Blessing.
Yes.
She gives you the Echo, which allows you to not die like everyone else in the fucking game. Because you just come back. You go, "Huh, for Gherkin dead!" Oh, wait, I'm not. Oh, man, that was close.
So that's how they
explained... I almost died.
That's how they explained respawn in the game?
Yep. The Goddess's Blessing gives you the Echo, which allows you to survive fatal wounds. You get transported away and brought back to health. And you're like, oh, man... That could have sucked some dicks. Because they talk about countless adventurers who don't have the blessing of the Echo who walk into there and go, hope dead!
Hopefully they make that exact noise.
I think one of them probably did. I don't know. As I said, I blazed through trying to catch up to the rest of my friends who were playing. Each class has their own specific side quest. You were actually digging the White Mage stuff.
Yes.
Because you were going around actually curing the corruption of the Aether Flow.
And I'll give it that I like side stories.
I was closing
stories.
Void portals because I was a Black Mage. I had to close Void portals that
I
psychotic
that.
Black Mages... Yeah, but I had psychotic Black Mages opening them.
Yeah, I made it to level 30 as a Black Mage and then stopped playing them.
Your guys' class storylines were much more compelling
you went
than
and
the
stabbed
Dragoon.
Shit.
The Dragoon, we had a douchebag that wanted to take over the fucking guild because... He thinks that we became too soft. He wanted to take over. Blah, blah, blah. I fucking killed him. Mine was not enthralling, such as the White Mage or the Black Mage.
I tried.
Yeah, ours was way better than stab this guy in the face.
Yeah.
I tried, and I read a whole bunch of that storyline as I went through, and it doesn't do it.
I
like
the brand.
For
it
you, it
killed
doesn't.
Me.
I know. That's why when you quit, I was like... You gave it a
and
shot.
When I was bringing stuff up, the other thing that was killing me is I would see an event, I would start to talk about it, and everybody else that was playing was like, what? What? And I'm like, yeah, this, blah, 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 or that. And they'd be like, oh, I actually skipped all that story. And I'm like, well, fuck. So I think that's another thing that killed me is with Final Fantasy 1 through fucking 12... And not including 11 or 13 or anything like that. If I saw parts of the story, I could talk about them, and everybody in this room that played the game would be able to talk about them. When I talk about Final Fantasy 14, a story that I did, everybody was like, "Oh, dude, I just go to the waypoints." That kind of makes it a bad story. Now, I did listen to a podcast where they broke the story of 14 down all the way. All the way up to Heaven's Ward. And I listened to these guys for 4 hours was their podcast. And I was like, this sounds fucking great! So I went and I got 14, and I don't know what they were reading, but it wasn't the fuck what I was reading. Because they...
Spencer just said, apparently you don't know how to read.
Right. It was wild. Like, as I played it, I was like... Chasing down chocobo egg thieves and killing zombies, and there was some weird black sorcerer magey guy, and he made monsters because, and then something about kingdoms, and Snake died.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that because you took a fucking a still frame and you sent it to everybody. Like, he's... I can't remember what you quite said.
Yep.
But it was... that was like... That had to have been a Metal Gear reference. It had to have been. They must have snuck that in there because Snake died. He wasn't so sneaky.
Oh, you mean kind of like the other night when we were playing STO and there was some random guy running around, like, calling himself Kazuhara over at the dilithium mining area, and he tried to make himself look like Major Miller as much as possible. I was like, come on, guy.
Sure.
Yeah. For what it's worth, the game itself, I had a good time. It was fun. The game is fun. But I cannot hold that story together for nothing. I think the problem with the game is this. It takes too long. Like, you gotta do this one story and then you gotta fucking pick bugs off of chocobos and kill random beggar guy and pick somebody's garden vegetables and deliver somebody's fishing gear. And then after you've done that for fucking literally a fucking night, like, I sat down with you guys and you guys were like, oh yeah, what are you doing? And I was like, I just did this mission. And you're like, that's fucking great. Now I'm like, before I could do the next mission, I have to carry this guy's fishing rod and I have to pick this guy's vegetables and I have to kick this chocobo. They don't really tell me why.
I'm not going to defend every single
this guy's like,
thing
hey,
you do in the game.
This guy's sitting where I am and you're sitting where the other NPC is and this guy says, tell that guy to fuck off. And I walk over and I'm like, he says, fuck off. And you're like, that's bullshit. Go get some experience from him.
Listen, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that every single part of this game is great. Because when me and Nick were playing it, Nick heard me bitching. Why in the fuck do I got to run all the way over here to talk to this guy?
Right.
Go all the way back to talk to this guy. To go all the way back to talk to this guy. What's the fucking point?
Exactly.
I don't want to hear any bitching about meticulous bullshit. Because out of us, I'm the one that actually spent the most time on their fucking relic weapon.
You did that to yourself.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did that to yourself.
Right.
But because I wanted a cool weapon, I went through asinine amount of bullshit.
When I saw...
So you guys are going back to the game, though.
Next,
and that's a question, too. Can you go back the way you want? Did you even finish Heaven's Ward?
Yeah, the main story of Heaven's Ward, yes.
Okay, so you can go back and pick up
a patch. There's patch 3.4 that just released.
So you can go back and do this new thing. When's the new thing come out?
Summer of next year, the new expansion comes out.
We have to catch up with the patch stuff that's already done, most
likely.
We still
have to do some stuff, yes.
But even then, that won't take us long.
Well, me.
Because you're not level 60 yet. You haven't finished all your stuff.
But in truth, it's like the second we get into the new stuff, if Red Mage is truly a
there
class...
There is talk that they didn't announce...
Samurai's basically, yeah.
They showed off, in the trailer, they showed off a character wearing head to toe in samurai gear.
Usually, so we're gonna have a samurai.
Usually, that's a hint that could be a new class. I listened to Mr. Happy, who is actually at the fan festival.
Yes,
and he said that Yoshi P himself came up on stage wearing a shirt that has a throwback to the Red Mage. Now, Red Mage and Samurai might be the two new classes in this. And
I'm terrified.
Why?
Because I'm hoping to God they don't fuck it up.
And I think you may have called it, Nick, when you said the next expansion.
Red Mage is a very difficult thing to introduce into 14. Because of how versatile it is in all three forms.
Attacker, healer,
He's a DPS, he's a healer, and he's a melee fighter. He is basically all three jobs all at once. So I don't know if they're going to have it set up where you actually have to specialize in one of the three fields, or what's going on with Red Mage? I'm just kind of terrified on how they're going to add it.
Or if his skill tree...
I'm looking forward to it.
His skill tree could have a weird thing where when you get a level, it gives you a mark in all three of the skill trees, but maybe you can only
use
don't know what's going
to
happen.
Like, yep. You have to switch to DPS, switch to magic,
because
switch to white.
And that's something I'm worried about, because I love my Red Mages. Because
you could be in a dungeon... And you could realize that the white mage is not keeping up
and just switch to mage. Can't switch into the dungeon because you're locked into your role.
Maybe he's not. I'm not talking about a role. I'm talking about three skill trees, three sets, and you might have to switch the character like he might have a basis block.
No.
I could be completely
they
incredibly
don't. Well, actually,
fucking
no,
wrong.
No, because you played white mage.
Yeah.
So you already know. They got the cleric stance.
Yeah.
So
exactly
it could be like that, yeah.
So he might have some sort of...
It might have like an attack stance, melee stance, or ranged magic DPS stance of some kind name thing,
right.
Melee stance, and oh shit, our white mage is a fucking twat.
Because in the last,
hopefully it's called that.
But because in the last
twat mage, twat
you know what?
White mage
do,
stance.
Do you want to know what? I actually had to do that on my black mage.
Fucking twat stance.
I threw Blizzard 3 and sat there in fucking physic chain to keep him on life support because our white mage was a dumb twat.
Awesome.
It's happened countless times.
I like that
times.
Person.
Had to run through.
Shit, I've tanked a damn dungeon multiple times. Black, it shouldn't happen.
Black mages need to stay.
I healed a bunch of people by myself.
Yeah, you did.
For like 120 fucking hours or something like that, and then I went on to a different game.
Well, yep. But it's...
We won't know more about...
I'm just terrified because
it's my favorite
class. We
don't know anything about
class.
The classes yet because there's still two more fan festivals in Tokyo coming up in December, and the one in Europe that comes up in February, I think.
Yoshi P could just be fucking with us. I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, here's...
The trailer of the fucking thing. Have you seen the trailer?
No, I saw it. I was at work, fool!
Who's making 14? Who's that guy?
Yoshi P?
No, the guy making 15. Who's...
Oh, that's...
Who's that guy?
Oh, my God, give me a second. I know his name.
Yeah, who's that guy?
Keep talking. Just talk amongst yourself while I think.
You can't figure it out? You don't remember?
Okay, well, then...
Start with a T.
No? Well, yeah, part of it, yeah.
We could come
back
to
his last name starts with a T.
Don't look at me. I'm terrible with names.
Tetsuya Nomura?
No, that's not it. It's definitely not it.
You have your phone sitting next to you.
That's
look
true.
It up for
a
second.
It starts with an H. And then a T. Stop doing that. Hajima
Tabata. Thank you.
And what goes great with that name?
I'm confused. I was not here for this.
I don't like guessing games.
Shane, listen. Hajima Tabata.
God
wonderful
damn it, Bill.
Name. Hajima Tabata.
Hakuna Matata.
He will make your game.
Well, now that we're done with that
side... Oh, goddamn you, dude.
Now that we're done with all that sidetracking shit, there is one last piece of business that we have to cover. So don't go piss just quite yet, Scotty.
Oh, I guess I could just hand this back off.
No.
I'm not technically supposed to be in this.
No, it's fine, because now that you're here...
God damn it.
We figured out that for the second filming in December, it's going to be on the 24th. So
not so much on that.
Is anybody going to have any issue? Or because you, with you and Scotty working GameStop, you guys might get butt fucked on the 24th.
Which day is that? Day before Christmas?
Yeah,
it's
the day before.
Save,
I'm
going to
be closing.
Okay, so you're going to be closing.
I already know I'm going to be closing.
Close early.
We close at 6.
Okay, so then if
actually
if
wait,
it's...
which day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Then it depends on your family stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more what I'm getting at. Is
we don't do, my family doesn't do stuff other than like Christmas Day. We go legitimately. Here's the breakdown of my family for like the last 20 years almost. We go to Chinese, and then we go to a movie.
Okay.
And we do gift exchange. That's it.
All right.
Okay.
And I don't even know if Annie's going to be able to join in on the family festivities. I'm assuming so. But if for some reason she gets dicked over with drill or something, or she has to get forced to work, well, kind of throws that into a wrench. So.
Yeah. Okay, so then that sounds like you'd be cool for filming, other than, of course, waiting until you get done with work.
Yeah, I mean, and...
And, of course, you would be up for it, right, Scotty?
Well, like Nick, it would more or less depends on what work tells me to work that day, so...
Yeah, but we should be closed by 6.
Should
so we do it after
unless,
that?
I don't know. I think
Christmas
Eve,
we close early.
Christmas Eve. I don't know if it was 6 or 5.
It might be 5.
Okay, so then that's that, and then of course Bill's going to have Gwenny, but I mean that shouldn't be too difficult. I mean, if we're going to wait till like 5 or 6 any fucking way, you got any problem, Shane?
As of right now, no. But
okay.
Things
how's this? We'll play it by ear, and we'll see that week what's up.
Okay, well, that sounds about right. Yeah, but I'm just figuring because usually we try to take our holiday break roughly around there, so we just kind of wanted to figure that shit out.
Because we're not sure, because I told him I want to go down to Kentucky for one of the holidays. I don't care which one. I just want to go down for one of them. Don't know if it'll be Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Okay, well, again, that's fine. Like I said, we just... Actually, yes, go for New Year's.
Thanks, Christmas.
I don't know that I'll have the time off at work.
There we go.
I have the time off for Thanksgiving.
Christgiving.
Because I took vacation day for Black Friday and that Saturday.
Ah, okay. So. Well, like I said, we were all just trying to figure out something as like more of like a baseline on if everybody would be cool just in case. Because, again, with it being holiday time, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'd say that's the end since your fucking finger's on the trigger over there, Bill.
It is.
Bill's itching to kill it.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.